This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior. The Migratory Bird Conservation Commission met at the Department of the Interior June 12 to approve the purchase of more than 20,000 acres of wetlands to be added to the National Wildlife Refuges in Minnesota, Oregon, North Carolina, and Maine. Fish and Wildlife Service Director Dale Hall describes the many sources of funding.
It's an interesting program. It's a great success story. I mean, millions of acres of wetlands have been purchased, and it's a combination of monies appropriated by Congress under the North American Wetlands Conservation Act Fund, monies from the duck stamp, and then monies from other minor sources that come into this pot. Congress appropriates about $42 million. We'll get about $25 million from duck stamps. And then we'll get other trailers of money coming in from other sources to where we're looking at, $82 to $84 million this year that it will be available to go out and purchase lands.
To date, duck stamp sales have helped to protect 5.2 million acres in perpetuity. One of the largest purchases ever was the 18,118 acres just added to the Glacial Ridge National Wildlife Refuge in Polk County, Minnesota. Director Hall credits the cooperation and hard work of state fish and game officials for making such acquisitions possible.
Working with others in partnership has been a mainstay of the Fish and Wildlife Service for a long time. And it's really important to remember that our longstanding partners have been the state game and fish agencies. And so before we purchase a piece of property, or we even bring it to the commission to get their approval to purchase it, we get the state, the governor, and the game and fish agency to tell us that they agree with this. They think it's a good thing to take place. And so at these commission meetings, each project that's brought forward also has the state in which it's found has a representative of the state. And so they play a significant role in helping us find the properties, work with the landowners, and then work out its uses later as well.
During the meeting, the commission also approved more than $24 million to protect and manage more than 107,000 acres of associated flyway habitats in Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. under the North American Wetlands Conservation Act, or NACA.
The reason that Canada and Mexico are so important to us is because the birds don't understand boundaries. And so when we look at a flyway, we look at the nesting grounds, where the young are hatched and reared off. Then we have to look at the different areas going down the flyway that they'll need to stay healthy as they fly south for the winter. And then we need good wintering ground so that they can have a lot of health and a good protein and fat source so they've got the ability to fly back north all the way back up to nesting grounds and still have enough energy left to be able to nest and rear young. So we look at the entire range from Canada to Mexico because the birds do. And that's why this is so important.
Director Hall points out that the benefits of wetlands extend far beyond waterfowl. They benefit people as well.
When you have a wetland, from a wildlife standpoint and a fishery standpoint, it's extremely productive. And then also you're getting water purification. You tie that with water quality, water storage. Well, wetlands have historically been in the floodplains, the storage areas that acted as sponges. And then it slowly released it as the water started to recede. So wetlands have tremendous value depending on where they sit. On the Gulf of Mexico, USGS has told us for every 2.7 miles over marshes that a hurricane travels, the storm surge is reduced by 1 foot. Well, we used to have 100 miles of marsh straight off the coast of Louisiana, and we're seeing more effects from similar strength storms. Comparing Camille in the late 60s with Katrina in 2005. So you have a lot of benefits in protecting people and protecting structures, purifying water, migratory waterfowl. The wetlands are good for everything.
To find out more about these recent additions to our National Wildlife Refuges and other programs, go to www.fws.gov/birdhabitat/grants. This podcast has been brought to you by the U.S. Department of the Interior. I'm Ron Tull, Washington.